It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest this morning is Sister Karen Johnson.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm there. I got my hand, I'm thinking, on the way to recovery, so...
Praise the Lord.
I had had five surgeries and since October of 2022. And the first surgery on my hand was failed. And I had to have it redone. And I had to have four pins put in it.
Oh, goodness.
For it to stay upright, to hold together. But hey, God's good.
Doing well now?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
And a lot happening in the kingdom of God, and those who are outside the kingdom who need to run to get into the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
We really need prayer warriors. We really need people to step up and function in their fivefold ministry role. Yes. And, you know, I had a really good word from a ministry in Missouri, and I'll probably end up stepping up again. I was told I was supposed to go to the nations, but then COVID hit. Mm. And so it's been a little bit trying to get back to the nations.
Right.
And because of all the rules, you know, and now COVID has raised its head again.
Mm.
But I wanted,
it's good to have you here this morning.
Yeah.
I'm excited about your teaching. Just one second,
okay.
And we'll let you get started.
Go ahead.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send it to us three ways. You can email it to ourpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can post it on the Facebook page, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get those uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Don't forget to stay tuned after the program this morning for a word from Pastor Dwight Shepherd on the Truth broadcast. Mm. His title is Run Your Race.
Ah, good one.
If you'd like an entry onto our book blessing wheel for the month of August, today's the last day for that. And all you got to do is like, share, and comment on the Facebook page. Our book for August is called It by Craig Groeschel, How Churches and Leaders Can Get It and Keep It.
Oh, yeah. And he printed out 10 points, I think, on Facebook. I believe, or maybe, anyway, the highlights of that book.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
10 points.
I'll have to go check that out.
Yeah.
Our Facebook sponsor for today is The Refuge Church, located at New Liberty in Sarah, Oklahoma, Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. I think I covered it all.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot to cover.
The Lord is faithful to help me remember. Would you like to pray to start us out?
Yeah, sure. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for all the volunteers and the people and the speakers that have made this time possible, Lord. And we had a word back when we started it that God wanted to take the airways. It was a gate. And at the time, Cindy Jacobs was teaching on take the gates of your city. And I was on the West Gate, and then we heard take the air gate. So I joined Neva with that, and we had prayed for unity of the pastors over this area, over the West Gate, and had several things with repentance and all types of things God led us to do to keep it going. And we just thank you, Father, for those who are here from the Lord to be a part and to serve and to speak over the air. Lord, we are so thankful for standing. You know, the Cheyenne believe that you stake, put a leather around your ankle and a stake, and you stake yourself in the ground in the midst of battle, and you don't move. You stand your ground. And that meant a lot to me in the days working with the Native Americans and Chuck Pierce and them, and it really stuck, and I learn with faith to stand with God in His Word no matter what opposition I faced. And it truly has helped me, and I believe that's a word for somebody this morning, to stand. Stand, I mean, God will literally part the enemy. He will literally go all around you, above you, and everything else. But you will stand in faith, quoting the promises of God. It is amazing how God does things by the Spirit. And there's a word I want to read to start us off by Apostle Garland Thomas, and with the Prayer Network for Oklahoma, which I was a part of for several years. I think it was seven total over several counties. And I just wanted to speak this word because it means a lot. And we have 77 counties in Oklahoma. And the prophetic word over Oklahoma is this. Hear the word of the Lord, Oklahoma. You have painted your borders. You have painted your roads. You have painted every courthouse and every tribe, and I am declaring and decreeing over you that your state is secured. Now is the time for you to paint your homes, your businesses, your houses of worship. Paint these, says the Lord, that they also will be covered and protected in the coming shaking. Hear me again. Do not fear the shaking, for warfare is coming, but you are my mighty kingdom warriors. Do not fear the battle. Run to the battle. For the victory has already been won. Your best days are ahead of you. So march on, my mighty warriors, and you will see victory after victory after victory while the shaking is happening. You will receive victory after victory after victory, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise I'm holding God. On to that word, yes. I'll tell you. And then he thanked everyone who has served and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit over the 77 counties and the 39 tribes that we are to continue to pray. And if you want more information or want to register to be an intercessor, it's HAP, as in Paul, N as in Nancy, .us/join. And they're looking for people to join up. And you would receive an email from them. There is a gathering October the 17th to the 20th. And it's considered to be one of the most important gatherings of the fivefold ministry and intercessors. And there will be a shaking. So God's building a mighty army in Oklahoma, and we want all to stay connected. And that's really, really important in this day. And on the Intercessor for America, I mean, God's really stirring the waters over prayer. And I'm sure you've seen all the different global prayer places on the internet. And I felt I was supposed to start one here, but I heard about a prayer room or prayer place, but I haven't really found a place to do it. You know, I don't know what God wants, but a lot of people have been obedient and put it on live stream so that you can join. But it's I did that years ago with Watchmen on the Wall. Mm. And you have to have a lot of committed, faithful people who are in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So I've been asking for that, asking God to provide those. And anyway, praying God's purposes for my state. I don't know how many people know state leaders. So Governor Stitt is our governor. Our attorney general is Gentner Drummond. Our state senator is James Langford and Mark Mullen. State representative is Nick Archer for 55 District. Cory Speaker and David Holt are Cory's our mayor in Elk City. And David Holt is the one in Oklahoma City. So right away, you know, I've had to admit that, gosh, I don't know that I right off the hand. If somebody asked me that question, I could name them off. You know, but they had a form on Intercessors for America website that you could fill out. And scriptures. to pray. And I did not know that Oklahoma State motto is, and it agrees with Scripture, and to pray into it is "In God We Trust." It's on the seal, a 1907 seal. And then in 2023, they've added for the farmers and the laborers for the state, they have labor conquers all. Work ethic. I thought that was good as well. But if you're like me, I'm a transplant, so I didn't know much about Oklahoma. So when I first moved here, I did a lot of researching. And because in Maryland, you don't learn about a lot of the Native American history. So I did get a pretty good education. And a group I'm part of in Missouri sent out some strong prophetic words. And making sure your armor fits. And it refers to the roaring king that James Nesbitt, his artwork. It's just, he does beautiful, beautiful things. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And this lady said, look in the mirror and have an image of yourself wearing that lion's head. Because that's what we will be like in our new armor. And it's available as we stand in the spiritual army. And I would think the enemy of our souls would be quite intimidated to see an army of warriors who have so yielded their hearts and minds to the soon coming King of Glory, that they are clothed in him and he is the one who is coming on the white horse with his title, Faithful and True. Amen. And so it was a huge encouragement to press on. And even though if you've received a prophetic word back in the day, God is bringing all that forward. And if you have just been exhausted, or you know, you're just not there anymore, but he really is calling people my age forward to serve and to stand and do battle. And so there'll probably be a lot of unity and a lot of generational stuff going on. And unfortunately, a lot of the churches are divided by age now. So a lot of the young people aren't exposed to the wisdom of the elders of the churches. And that's got to change. There's been lots of prophetic words for that to change. And it's one of those things, because you just think, well, God, what do you have to do to people to get them to move forward or in faith? And then this lady had a dream, and leave no margin for error. If you want to draw near to me, everything that doesn't ring of my kingdom and my heart must be cut off. Those margins of the world and the flesh nature will surely lead you into error. You must cut them off. My Holy Spirit and my glory will become a razor-sharp, laser-accurate cutting tool that will excise the fleshly nature as though cutting the very letters from the paper. The letters become freed in the same way that your spirit must be freed from the flesh to be completely able to fulfill its destiny. I know that's true. The letters can be even rearranged to carry a different message than they did when they were bound to the paper. I want you to free yourself from the preconceptions and fleshly thinking and ways. And that's one of the qualifications for an intercessor. Stop the assumptions, stop the presumptions, and stop the preconceived ideas before you even consider coming into the throne room. I mean, a lot of people are very busy talking. Anyway, I have held you back the last 10 to 3 years to retool and remember how I told you to be very still. I'm fitting you with new armor. Yes, you are about to receive it. It is designed for the season of outpouring. Remember the atomic mushroom cloud vision, which is earlier she spoke to that, and it was like God just showed her an atomic bomb going off. and it was a move of God. And we're getting ready to have a revival at First Baptist, September the 10th to the 17th, I think. But anyway, you will see it come to pass, and you will participate in it to the degree that you will allow me to cut off the margin for error, setting you free to be rewritten from the DNA level. Do you want to be set free, and do you participate in my future for unseen miracles? Yes. That is my desire that I have placed in you. It may appear that brokenness is a sign of weakness, but from my point of view, it's the place where my strength becomes complete. And I went through this back in at my Victoria Center, Living Waters, 2010, 2011. I had several moves of God, and it was just an incredible anointed time. And where the Holy Spirit just moved like crazy. And my DNA level was changed. I saw it happen in the spirit. And I was set free of a lot of things and that I didn't even know was there. And so anyway, that was a powerful thing. So I know God is going to do something awesome. And whether I'm a vehicle to instrument that, since it happened to me, you know, and what is that going to look like? Because a lot of us are just covered up, you know, and our DNA, an iniquity or transgression can bend the DNA, you know, and bend it to transgression and sin, where you're doing habitual sin and you can't stop. Or five generations back, you know, somebody did this or that, and you have to deal with those things. And all you do, you repent is what you do in return. And we're in teshuva, and where that means return to God, into intimacy with God. And the days of ELUL is an intimate time where Moses actually went up the mountain and got a second set of commandments. Okay, and he spayed up, and so he came back down. And it's like 50 days or 40, 50 days. And so it's kind of like honoring the Word of God, reading the Word, and trusting God to fill you up, prepare you. But you also have to get on your face before the Lord and repent and change. It's not a game. It's pretty serious. And the people who refuse to do that may get caught up in the other stuff. So Adam and Eve rebelled. My glory that has clothed them, my glory upon which their DNA had been written, they exited. Rebellion and my spirit cannot coexist in the same place. Their DNA became broken as my eternal glory life left, and it fell into their flesh instead. So in these days leading up to my return and kingdom rule, there will be a people who will not go the way of the grave. 1 Thessalonians 4:15 through 17 says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And I think we have to be stretched to believe not only is transformation possible, but transfiguration is possible. I mean, that happened. Right here on earth, they were transfigured. So I think that's what this is leading up to, that the saints will be transfigured. And so, yes, Lord, what is your response? Cut off the flesh and plant my DNA in your glory. And so it talks about set your heart to change. You will not be the same. Your appetite will be transformed from desiring fleshly interests to be shut away with me. Your very flesh will split to allow for the fabric and framework I have put within you that has not yet appeared to metamorphose you into a free new creature I designed you to be. And of course, you know, that's the caterpillar coming out, the butterfly coming out of the cocoon. But, There's something about the Word of God and the Holy Spirit breathed Word of God coming and into you and into your heart and changing you, if you will let it. But a lot of times Bible studies set you up to just be a carnal Christian and study the word and nothing happens because it's not an anointed word. You know, I mean, people aren't speaking through clean vessels. And I've seen it so many times and I think, man, that I know the word is alive, but he's not. You know, he hasn't been touched by the Holy Spirit to be able to bring the fire and to bring the glory. And in some of the ministries over in Missouri, they got a hold of how to release the glory. And I've seen that. You know, in my lifetime, I have seen the glory manifest. With Women's Aglow, we had a conference in California that it was unbelievable. And it was a time when we had a word to put a prayer guard all the way around the convention center that nothing can break the anointing over the place, over the meeting. So they had intercessors on four squares all the way around that place. And then they had guards, you know, like sentinels around. And it was just a very good strategy because sure enough, a witches will show up and try to break in through that and make a scene and break the anointing. So I thought, man, that was really, they really heard from the Lord. And then over in Missouri, just in 2018, I saw gold flow, you know, just flowing from heaven. And I thought, whoa, I tapped this lady who's about 80 years old, and I said, I think I'm seeing gold flakes or something falling from heaven. And she said, oh, yeah, we get those occasionally, you know, in our meetings. But those are sold-out people. Those are the people I did the 21-day prayer fast with in order to join that group. They don't let you in unless you're willing to do a 21-day fast to meet with God. Not anybody else, but meet with God. Pretty good qualifier.
Fasting, I think, is one of the most powerful tools that we have that we do not talk enough about.
Right. Well, I found out this powerful because I met with the Lord. It was so holy and full of glory and intimate. I thought, oh, Lord, we are missing the boat. We really are missing something. And it was just, they gave you instructions and they, you know, told you if you want to read a couple of things, but you're supposed to be led by God to in the scriptures to study what you want to study and meet with him, talk with him, and keep a journal during that time. So it was very angelic filled and it was just beautiful, holy peace and of God and just something I'll never forget. But you see, that's people who have the courage to make a boundary and set rules saying, we have heard from the Lord. Mm-hmm. We will not let anyone in. Jezebel cannot get in. We will do a 20. Everybody that comes here and wants to join, you are required to do a 21-day fast. We will pray for you to complete it, but you will not be accepted. And then there's an elder's anointing, and they pray over you to confirm you and all that. But it was still one of those things I thought, man, because I've had horrible experiences with intercession and the wrong people coming and the wrong spirit coming. Mm-hmm. And so it could be very difficult if it's not spirit-led. There is a couple of... do you believe that you'll be able to stop a bullet midair to save a life? Psalm 91:5 says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night or the arrow that flieth by day. And so it talks about literally not having any fear with guns that the enemy may point at you. And because God, memorize that scripture. And as God can take the arrow boomerang and I can make the bullet turn directions, I can also make it stop in midair. And that's testimonies from the Holocaust. Many, many guns jammed and bullets turned and bullets didn't fire. And even in Israel today, when people are praying for Israel and the peace of Israel, bombs don't go off, bullets miss. I mean, it's, they said it's, they have miracles every day over there. Yeah. And things are exposed, plots and plans are exposed. So I think that the time of the supernatural is going to increase like we've never seen before. And I don't want to be left out.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
I don't know how many people know Rick Joyner, but he wrote a book, The Final Quest, and to be trained in the things of God. I have a copy, but it's somewhere in my many library books there. But anyway, they talk about the 40 years in the wilderness and the leanness of our souls we will be drawn back in if we're not careful. And so this is the vision of the atomic mushroom cloud. She saw it in the spirit, and you may know that the people at Ground Zero in Hiroshima and Nagasaki were simply vaporized, like the people in Hawaii. I mean, poof. And all that remained of them was the shadow etched in the wall of the nearby buildings. As I saw the mushroom cloud, the Lord began to pour the following message into me. We are at ground zero of an atomic explosion of God's mighty, heretofore unseen power. And all the known and predictable of God's power, including all the miracles of the Bible, including the parting of the Red Sea and the sun standing still, and the creative miracles of the gospel in the book of Acts, will be like commonly known atoms before they are split to release the energy of the atomic bomb. That when that explosion takes place, everything at ground zero, everything normal, will be vaporized. And a pillar of the predictable known Bible miracles will billow and shoot upward. But then a splitting of those known miracles will occur, releasing the unknown power of God to form the top of the mushroom cloud. This unknown power will billow out above the pillar of the known to stretch far beyond into the reaches of the domain seen by Ezekiel, Daniel, and John the Revelator, into which Paul described as the unlawful, impossible to be uttered. That means he's going to be here. Mm-hmm. I do believe. That's 2 Corinthians 12:2-4. Those who will cling only to the normal will be vaporized and disappear from the scene. Those who will lay aside their need to control and will yield to God will reach into this explosion of God's glory and be catapulted into miracle ministry. Yes. And those who will be willing to let God shatter and smash their preconceived understanding of God will be changed into the image of the resurrected Christ. They will receive their glorified bodies with anatomical structure rearranged at the atomic molecular level, restoring the power of God to each atom. They will come and go like the wind and pass through the walls like Jesus in his glorified body. These will be used in the power and the demonstration of God's unknown power to be vessels of miracles never before seen or dreamed of. Wow. Hope! Hope! A vision of hope. This power goes beyond reason. This place is for those who will go beyond the fear of death and die that they might live. Those that will submit to the grace of God to pass through total weakness and dependency upon God to allow the strength of God to be perfected and fulfilled within. The day Jesus forgave and healed the man who was let down through the roof, the people said, "We have seen strange things." The Greek word for strange things is paradoxos. It means beyond expectation or opinion, something beyond one's expectation, a miracle. Luke 5:26, it was used to express new things, miracles not hitherto seen, and is thus beside and beyond all opinion and expectation of man. Go, get ready to go beyond human expectation.
I'm ready.
Well, I mean, it's bound to be coming. Mm-hmm. It's just when, Lord, mm-hmm. when. And people are getting the visions, that means it must be close, really close. And, you know, I had the visitations of, you know, be aglow and burning with my spirit back in July of 2021. And heaven opened up, and I saw him speak with angels all around, and the glory was incredible. And it was just, tell them to prepare. Now, prepare spiritually. I don't think we ever get the fact that we need to prepare spiritually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Neil Anderson's stuff really helped me with that, because at least he addresses how to repent scripturally of the seven sins, deadly sins, in the scriptures, and to really change yourself by your faith in by the word. And, you know, and then there's a whole thing of what it means to believe in Christ, and how to break the lies that you're not good enough, you're not worthy, mm-hmm. you're not significant. And I had an interesting experience. I was asked to come to a house, and this young woman was in a bad dating situation, and he had programmed her, you know, literally her mind was mm-hmm. just. And I've had those people, but there was like no breaking the cycle of what she was believing. It was around and around and around in her mind, and nothing you said to her would break it. So then I thought, well, she's probably not a Christian. So I witnessed to her that she would receive Christ, and she said, I don't trust God. So she's making her choice to be tormented by the enemy. And I don't know whether she realized she was making that choice. But
right.
Anyway.
Would now be a good time for prayer requests? We almost had it in stereo, y'all.